Now joined by the head coach of the Grundy R5 basketball teams, we'll go Lady Panthers first and then get to the Panther boys. It was a up and down week for the Lady Panthers. Started it with a victory last Tuesday up at East Harrison, 58-36. Ran into Linn County on the road Thursday, lost that one 50-34, and then Mercer shut down the Lady Panthers with a 40-25 victory on Friday night. The Lady Panthers, they're busy right now. They have a game coming up tonight. It is, as we check the schedule from Meadville, a 7 o'clock contest. Grundy, a 5 seed. Tyne Avalon, a 4 seed. And Coach Stillwell, I'm sure the girls have it in their mind. They want to break this little two-game losing streak, get in the win column tonight.
Absolutely. You know, trying to get back in the win column is always important. And, you know, it's definitely on our minds for tonight.
Tell you, 40-25. Now, obviously, you had a little bit of trouble scoring on Friday night against Mercer, but that's as competitive as Grundy's been with Mercer in several years. So, you know, it's a loss is a loss, but the girls, did they take some confidence from playing Mercer as competitively as they did?
I believe so. You know, I thought we played really well. I thought our defense stepped up a lot, and it took three late threes by Mercer to really start pulling away. So, you know, I thought, you know, single digits going to every to the second and third quarter and heading into the fourth quarter. So I thought our girls did a really good job of trying to keep the game close. It just came down to not making shots, but we definitely played with a lot more confidence this time around.
There's a chance if you win tonight. In fact, I'd say the strong likelihood if you win tonight, you're going to see Meadville on Thursday. And folks, that I don't know a ton about Meadville, but I certainly can look at scores and see what teams have done. If you see Meadville Thursday, Coach, you got an idea of what they have just X's and O's wise?
Really good. I mean, they're one of the favorites to go to the Final Four and play for a state championship. So, I mean, 1-5, no matter who they're going to put on the floor, they're going to be able to score it and shoot from outside. So it's going to be a fun matchup if we get to that Thursday night game.
It's a good problem to have because it means you win tonight, right?
Absolutely.
Tyne Avalon's a 4 seed. You're a 5 seed. So, you know, according to the seeds, this is the one matchup over the next two nights in the quarterfinals that should be the most competitive. What do you know about TA, and what are the challenges that they present your team tonight, Coach?
They have a great blend of physicality and speed that they play with. You know, they just got back their point guard who was off for injury, but she's back and played in the last couple games and has been playing well. And, you know, they're really big inside as well. So they're going to present some challenges that we're going to see tonight. But, you know, the way we've played in the last week or so kind of gives us a little bit more confident movement and matching that physicality.
Is that the Reagan Crow who's signed with NCMC?
Yes, Reagan Crow is, she's back from injury.
Gotcha. With her on the floor, Coach, how does it, obviously I'm kind of envisioning a girl that can shoot the rock and she can handle the ball. Does it just make Tyne Avalon's engine obviously run at a little bit higher pace when she's on the floor?
Yeah, she definitely draws attention. She's able to get the ball and go. I think her teammates know to try to give her the ball in transition that way because she's such a great scorer, but I think she's very underrated in her passing skills. You know, just from what we've seen on film, she does a lot when teams start to attack her defensively. She makes great passes and just reads the defense so well.
Yeah, I know Mercer does this to people, so scoring 25 against them, Mercer just really good at pressuring the basketball. But Linn County only scored 54. You kind of had an offensive slump late last week, Coach. Is it more just that the girls had rough night shooting, or did you run into a couple of really good defensive teams?
It was both, and absolutely we're credit to do. You know, Linn County definitely came ready to go. They had a pretty good press and half court pressure, and you know Mercer's man-to-man is always really great, so there's definitely nothing to take away from there. But you know, I didn't think we shot the ball overly well. I thought we shot really well against East Harrison, and the next two nights we couldn't seem to buy a bucket. You know, I thought we got good looks against both teams, just couldn't get shots to fall.
Yeah, I would assume both teams. I didn't know Mercer tries to do this. Mercer tries to speed people up where they get out of their comfort zone. Did you kind of sense that happening at all, Coach, where just Mercer played at a little bit higher pace that offensively it makes it difficult to put the ball in the hoop?
A little bit. But at the same time, I thought we did a really good job of getting the game slowed down, not allowing them to run. I thought comparing the first game to the second game, we did a much better job taking care of the ball just on the perimeter and able to get shots. So I thought it was a really good game by really both teams.
Yeah, and holding Mercer to 40, that's an exemplary job defensively. What did you do well defensively that you hope you can bring into the rest of the season, Coach?
Yeah, we really focused on stopping their 1-2 action. You know, everybody knows those two girls can score. So we really try to force the action on letting someone else kind of pick up the pace. And, you know, that's what really good teams do. They found that third and fourth scoring option against us and was able to pull away late in the game.
Meadville's going to be such a heavy favorite in this tournament that I could ask you what's the goal, and you could say, you know, we want to win this thing, and that'd be the goal for everybody in the tournament. You win three games and you're sitting there Saturday. When you do discuss, you know, kind of goals that you feel like, okay, short of winning it, which would be the obvious answer, is, you know, going down there and getting into a trophy game and winning it, just, you know, having more wins than losses, would that be a goal that you feel like the girls could say, hey, let's go down there, go at least 2-1?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things after we played in that championship at Nominger at the start of the year, we kind of just talked about that every tournament that we play in, that we want to be bringing home hardware, you know. Obviously, we want to be playing for a first place trophy, but, you know, whatever game we get to, that we want to win it and bring home some hardware. So, you know, the goal is to go at least positive, at least a 2-1 record, if not a 3-0. But at the very last, you know, we want to be able to play at a high level against really good teams.
Game tonight is at 7 o'clock, 5-seed Grundy, 4-seed Tina Avalon. That game, I believe, is going to be preseeded indeed, about 5:45 by the Grundy boys playing Tina Avalon. We'll tell you the Grundy seed. It's a good one, and their matchup with TA. We'll talk about that coming up next.